Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in to a special edition of Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Cosby. And today is going to be the 2014, the year in review. I know I'm technically a day behind because this is the first day of 2015, but I wasn't able to get the show done yesterday due to me being ill. I'm sipping on tea right now, and I just wanted to go ahead and get this out. This is kind of a little closure and a new start for me. So today is going to be the 2014, the year in review. And these things are personal things for me and some newsworthy things of me. So if you would like to call in, if you have something you want to share or you want to comment on one of my topics, you can call me at area code 917-889-2678. That number again is area code 917-889-2678. And in 2014, I had to say goodbye to some people. I mean, it was a long-term relationship that had to come to a close, and it's always sad, but I've learned to embrace the good and goodbye. So it was the reason why that had to happen. I have peace with it, and it's going to be hard, but it was something that had to happen. And I also welcome some new people in my life. So that's a good thing. You lose some and you win some. So I have some new people on board, and that I intend on working with on a couple of things, and that's going well. The next thing is that, of course, I had to say goodbye to some of my favorite shows. One of them was True Blood, came to an end. I didn't even get a chance to see the season, so I got to check that out on DVD, the final season I didn't get a chance to see. And Sons of Anarchy, which had a phenomenal ending. I don't know how I even ended up watching it, but I did. And I got hooked, and it was like, I love the cast, I love the show, and then it seemed like, it was kind of like, for me, how it was with Breaking Bad. Once I kind of got hooked, then it was gone. So, again, I had to say bye to Sons of Anarchy. Also, on my list of things for 2014, I'm so happy that Monet Davis threw like a girl. I embrace that. You threw like a girl, because this young lady did her thing, and there's so much on the horizon for her. And every time I've seen her on TV or in an interview, she's just so poised, and she seemed like she has a good head on her shoulders, which that's due to good upbringing. So somebody's doing something right by her, and I'm just so proud of her, and I look for so much more from her in the future. The next one is, of course, we had Disgraced Celebrities. The biggest one is America's Dad. Ms. Cosby is in a bunch of hot water, and I will touch on that subject a little more in depth later, but it is a lot of allegations, and it's a lot of speculation surrounding his troubles. And like I said, I don't think this is going to be good, no matter how it ends up. His legacy is going to be this, and he's going to go down in history for this, either way, however things play out. The next thing is that I saw some awesome gospel singers right here in my city at Fellowship Church of Praise. I actually saw a new couple, Keisha and Trent Corey. If you aren't familiar with them, check out their Facebook pages or check them out on social media. Awesome, awesome husband and wife team. And they were at the Judea and Benjamin Conference. And I also got a chance to see Martha Minuzzi at the Apostolic and Prophetic Conference. So I got a chance to see some gospel artists. And I also attended some conferences at Fellowship Church of Praise, which I'm going to keep shouting out. I attended the Healing of the Whole Woman. I attended right at the beginning of the year, actually 1 year on today, praying, praising, and prophesying. And actually, I have a CD, and I found my word on YouTube, because she had a Dr. Vern had a word for me. And I've had to go back and reflect on some things that have happened and some things that are to come. So I still go back on that word to this day and kind of marinate on it. And like I said, it was 1 year ago. So if you don't have a church home or if you don't mind visiting and going out your room, I would say check them out. They're located right on 3rd off of Sherman. They're across from a cemetery over in the Millville area. So check them out, Fellowship Church of Praise. Their motto is, we do you good. I also hung out at the little church that's doing big things, and that's my friends over at His Way, which is, I'm just going to say the Jordans, because the family is in the ministry there. You have Walter Jordan, Tredina Jordan, and you have their sons. So I'm just going to say the Jordan family. So I fellowship with them when I can. They're good friends of mine and always have a good time when I go over there. Actually, they are in 7 nights of prayer for the next 7 nights. What a great way to start off your new year than with some prayer. So if you are familiar where they are at the corner of Martin Luther King and 11th. But if you're coming down 11th, they're before you get to Martin Luther King. And you can basically see St. John's from their church. So that's where. And now, His Way. His Way, it almost left me. I also attended a weekend summer conference, I Love Me, that was put on by Cadrella Garland. And that weekend, it was a weekend during the summer, it was just filled with so much love, because I attended her conference that Saturday, and that Friday night I went to an I Want to Be Loved conference, and I cannot remember. Actually, it was Heaven's Fire Church of Deliverance, but we met in Lynn Haven, and I got a chance to see Kim Burrell. So that whole weekend was just, it just blew me away, because it was just eye-opening, and I learned and gained so much. So I'm a conference type of a girl. I'll attend a conference in a minute. Again, if you want to call in and tell me some things that you did during the year, or just want to just chop it up, you can call me at area code 917-889-2678. The next thing that showed up on my list is that Detroit is out of bankruptcy. This happened, I believe, this month, and they are out of bankruptcy. So now my city can get back to the business of what it's about and be the great city that I know it can be. I was pulling for them all along. I don't care about the naysayers. I am a Detroiter at heart. Yes, I am a Floridian by birth. This is my home. I don't try to hide that, but I lived in Detroit for 10 years, and that will always be my second home. So I've been pulling from Detroit since all of this happened, and Detroit will rise. Ferguson was the most tweeted story in 2014, and actually the hashtag hands up and hashtag Mike Brown was the two most tweeted about. And that whole situation is still a simmering pot. It's getting calm, but it's still things that's happening. It was even things that happened right before Christmas that all it's going to do is take one thing to ignite it. And I just want to see change. I want to see the community leaders come together, and I would like to see the businesses that was destroyed and the ones that are willing to come back to rebuild. And they have got to start to heal. But it has got to be some major changes, and we know where those changes are. So, again, I constantly pray for Ferguson. This struggle is not over by any means down there. And also last year, it was still an epidemic on police shootings, police brutality, and even though the name Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, they stand out with us, it's a whole host of others. In fact, I read a name of 42 people that have died at the hands of police, and there's some pretty newsworthy names. And like I said, I pray for these families, the ones who have not gotten justice. I hope that they do get justice. And the ones who are starting the fight, I hope you get what you need to have closure. You're not going to have your loved one back, but maybe you can get what you need in order to have closure, and it's not impossible because we saw it in the Jordan Davis case. Michael Dunn was sentenced to life in prison. Basically, he got 60 years for the firing of the weapon into the car, Jordan Davis and his friends, and then he ultimately got time for Jordan's murder on a retrial. You can't see justice. It's just a fight. The next thing is that I found out personally that Apple customer service sucks. I am the owner of an iPhone. I was just about to possibly want the iWatch, and the way that I was treated when my phone went out was just ridiculous. And it wasn't just Apple. It was dealing with the UPS store that was supposed to have sent my phone back. And ultimately, it was AT&T. And to be honest with you, customer service nowadays sucks. Yes, I have a replacement phone, but I probably will not renew my contract with AT&T as a result of this. And the UPS store, I probably will not deal with them since Apple decided to go with FedEx. And everything was handled, but it was how it was handled. It was a lot of back and forth, a lot of me being on the phone, and a lot of me doing the lead work. And what really pisses me off is that when they're so eager for you to sign the contract and pushing you out the door, they aren't telling you that here I don't have an Apple store within 300 miles. So I have to deal with their crap. So I wasn't happy. The next place who have let me down is Cheryl's Cookies. It was an incident with me where my information was compromised and I had to use a new debit card. I furnished them with the information even after I had a breach with the new card, and all of a sudden they don't have a record of anything. But it was just the condescending, lazy tone that the customer service rep took with me, where it just hit me like, I don't have to pay to be mistreated. So I chose not to renew anything with them. So customer service, good customer service is becoming a thing of the past. The frozen phenomenon has not slowed down any. I think every little girl probably got something about Frozen for Christmas, and the song Let It Go is still resonating. So that has gone nowhere. The next thing on my list was that here in Panama City, we had a series of homicides over like a 6 or 8 week period, and it was a lot. And Panama City has been ranked the fourth most dangerous city in Florida. So I don't know how you feel about that. I did a show on that, but that is the numbers. Also, spring break 2014 was out of control. There will be new ordinances and new changes. Hopefully, I can only wish for a better spring break 2015. And I'm already seeing things come on Twitter. So I'm just like, oh, no, not again. So as I close my show, is 2015, and I will go ahead and say this. You'll be hearing more from me on Stephanie Speaks in a little longer time and some changes. Like I said, this was a testing. I thank everybody who supported me, listened to shows archived. And like I said, this is a new arena for me, and I'm just happy how things are going. I don't make resolutions, but my mantra is, it's all about me in 2015. Not selfish, but just taking care of me. Until the next time we talk, be safe and love one another.